Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Hasan Minhaj.
Dream, baby. Look, I worked here for 5 years just so I could substitute teach for a week. Now, we got so much to talk about, so let's get right to the headlines. Now, look, there's so many pressing issues in the world right now. The war in Ukraine, a train derailment in Ohio, natural disasters in Turkey. But we can't talk about any of that because apparently, the biggest story in the newspaper is on the comics page.
Newspapers across the country are dropping the Dilbert comic strip after its creator, Scott Adams, went on a tirade this weekend calling black Americans a hate group and advising white people to stay away from them.
The Dilbert creator referencing a poll that indicated 53% of black Americans agree with the statement, it's okay to be white.
If nearly half of all blacks are not okay with white people, that's a hate group. The best advice I would give to white people is to get the hell away from black people. You just have to escape. So that's what I did. I went to a neighborhood where, I have a very low black population.
Oh my God. He just kept going. He's like, black people are a hate group. White people should stay away from black people. I stay away from black people. And Kanye heard this and was like, whoa, whoa, my brother. Pace yourself. By the way, Scott Adams, why do you have a podcast? You have one of the most successful comic strips in the world, but you're podcasting at youtube.com/realcoffeewithscottadams. Like, why? Bro, you got rich off of doodles. Take the W. Be happy. The guy who created that cool S thing from middle school wishes he could be you. Now, I'm gonna be honest with you guys. It's been a minute since we talked. And I've rubbed shoulders with the Illuminati. And I've noticed one thing about a certain type of rich person. When they don't have problems of their own, they have to just make up problems just to make their lives interesting. Right? They're just like sitting at home in the jacuzzi like, what if I tweet about trans high school swimmers? I can guarantee you, J.K. Rowling had zero opinions about trans people when she was on welfare. By the way, this is why I think we need a wealth tax. We need a wealth tax, not for infrastructure or schools, none of that Bernie shit. Rich people, this is for your own good. The wealth tax is actually a shut the f up tax. Spend more time working, kissing your loved ones, getting groceries, being a normal person. Because normal people don't hate black people. We're all too busy hating that one squeaky wheel on the shopping cart. But let's move on to one of the greatest debates of our time. No, I'm not talking about how much cocaine a bear can do. I'm talking about the COVID origin debate, which is heating up this week.
And this just in, an updated classified intel report saying that the U.S. Department of Energy has assessed that the source of the COVID-19 pandemic likely came from a China lab leak. But there is one major caveat. Sources at the Department of Energy tell CNN that the report has, quote, low confidence.
Low confidence? How can you conclude something with low confidence? That's not a conclusion. I think the word you're looking for is guess. By the way, conclusion with low confidence is such a boy move. Like, you know what I mean? Like you're dating someone and they go, babe, what are we? And you're like, Sarah, I can tell you for sure, I don't know. Even though they had low confidence, the Department of Energy came out and said COVID was a lab leak. And now every f-ing idiot I went to high school with is like, apologize to me right now, Hassan. I told you I was right. And if your hand is bigger than your face, you're gay. Now, to everybody touchdown dancing about this, how long have you been rocking with the Department of Energy? Oh, you've been f-ing with them since day one? Hey. What's your second favorite report from the Department of Energy? Now, personally, I love their report on walk-in freezers and coolers, but hey, that's just me, because I'm a real one. But here's the key detail everybody's forgetting while they got the Twitter fingers. The Energy Department is one of nine intelligence groups that have assessed COVID's origins. Two have said lab leak. Five say it came out of natural causes, and two say they don't know. And you know what? I personally side with them. I don't know what the f*** is going on. FBI says this, NIC says that. I'm holding out until the DMV chimes in. Okay? All right? Now, here's the thing I'm wondering, okay? Why did this whole lab leak versus wet market thing become the Yankees versus Red Sox of the culture war in the first place? And to me, I think it's because when some people started saying it came from a lab, other people were like, hey, you can't say the Chinese are trying to poison everybody on planet Earth. That's racist. You should say COVID came from a wet market where Chinese people eat weird animals. That sounds way more racist. And I say this as a kid who had to eat weird ethnic food in the lunchroom. Every day I'd pull out my kima roti and everybody else would be like, ew, what is that? All I wanted was Lunchables. But my mom would never buy them. She'd be like, Hassan, are you crazy? You want Lunchables? Those things are made in a lab and they'll kill you. And she said that with high confidence. Now, for more on the lab leak, we turn to my friend, colleague, and mortal enemy, Ronnie Chang. Ronnie! My man! Thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
Look, let's get right into it. Where did COVID come from? Tell us!
What the f***? How the f*** should I know? Why are you asking me, by the way? I didn't do it. We could be talking about the debt ceiling or racist Dilbert, but of course you want to pigeonhole the Asian guy to do the COVID story.
Yes, 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 I'm going to pigeonhole you. You want to know why, Ronnie? Because when I was a correspondent, I was pigeonholed. My hole was pigeoned constantly.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it was. Anytime there was a subway bombing, they went to the Muslim guy, as if I'm on group chat with ISIS. My most viral clip on this show was a photo of me wearing a hijab next to Jon Stewart. You understand? So yeah, the Asian guy has to cover the Asian story, and it has to be funny, and it has to be deemed comedically acceptable by Vulture.com. Go.
Okay, first of all, Vulture, all right? And second of all, why don't you talk about it? You're the expert in lecturing us about the world despite never having left America, right? Aren't you Asian too? You talk about it.
No, no, no. Nah, nah, nah. You said it yourself, Ronnie. You said it right here on this show that Indians were not real Asians. Why don't you roll the tape?
Let's be clear. Indians
are not Asian, okay? Okay? I love how Indians try to have it both ways, like being Indian and Asian. Pick a lane.
I brought receipts, motherfucker.
Okay, well,
yeah!
How about you keep your receipts or one of your 50 Air Jordan shoe boxes, all right? Yeah, I said it. You didn't have to roll the tape, because I'll say it again right now. Indians are not Asians. And by the way, I'm more than just Asian, all right? I also live in Australia, so why don't you ask me about kangaroos?
Fine, Ronnie, tell us about kangaroos.
All right, well, I'm glad you asked. Well, there's red giant kangaroos, and then there's gray ones. And the red ones can jump 10 feet high, and they have claws that can rip your dick off through your jeans.
No one gives a shit about kangaroos. Okay, stop talking like an angry Snapple cap. You don't get to decide what is on this show, Ronnie. I'm the boss. I decide, Ronnie.
What do you mean you decide? You're a guest host, okay? The operative word is guest. Guest in my house, okay? I'm not your token Asian guy. I'm in movies now. I was in Megan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hear that?
Oh. Oh, you were in the movie Megan in theaters right now. Hey, what was your role in Megan?
I played a token Asian guy at the tech company. But it was satire. It was satire.
Oh, that's weird, because I could have sworn that I'm your boss right now because it says my name on the desk. It says The Daily Show with Hasan Minhaj, which, by the way, that's my real name, Ronnie Chang.
I'm Ronnie Chang. I'm Ronnie Chang. It's also my real name, you idiot. It's on my birth certificate. Or should I be like you and get a name that you refuse to spell phonetically, and then when everyone mispronounces it, you cry to Ellen? Oh, it's spelled Hasan, and they called me Hasan. I'm so oppressed.
Yeah, fine, Ronnie, fine. Yeah, I expressed some emotion. I showed some vulnerability, unlike you. I showed some other emotion besides anger. It's something you might not be familiar with.
Oh, no. I know you know all about anger. You love a job where you can rage about evil corporations in America, but as soon as the NBA reaches out about the celebrity all-star game, you jump at the chance to score 0 points. 0 points.
Ronnie, stop it. Come on. Stop. Stop this. Stop. Stop it right now. We can't be fighting like this. There's white people here. How are we gonna stop Asian hate if we hate each other?
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm just lashing out because I actually love The Daily Show and I'm scared you're gonna get it canceled like your Netflix show, whatever it was called.
It's called Patriot
Act. It doesn't matter, okay? Because despite our differences, you're right, we do have a bigger responsibility to the Asians and the Asians watching this. Because when we fight, the white people win. And we can't have that.
Exactly. We gotta bring this segment home. So, let's each say something nice about each other and show some emotional growth.
What, are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
All right. Hasan, you're good at managing hair.
Thank you.
Your energy is not always annoying. And, you know, I've seen you at The Daily Show grow to become this force of nature, and I'm actually really happy that you're hosting this week. I think it's really good. Shut up, everybody, shut up.
Thank you, Ronnie, and I just want to say, I want to take this moment to tell you. We're out of time. Ronnie Chang, everyone.
All right. Bullshit. When we come back, I'm going back to school. So don't go away.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. You know, we live in a polarized era where nobody wants to sit down and have a conversation. Well, I did, and I regretted it. Take a look.
As the culture wars rip through America, one thing that always comes up is the children.
We have one job, and that's to protect our children. Protecting children from, you know, sexual indoctrination, critical race theory, things like that.
Banning books, especially these books, endangers our children.
But as the father of a child about to start school, I wanted to know about how they felt about the culture wars. And more importantly, I low-key wanted to know if they thought I was cool. So instead of tweeting about the kids, I decided to talk to them.
I don't know if you know this, but I'm a little bit older, and there's a lot of, okay, you didn't have to laugh at that part. There's a lot of stuff that I'm not aware of, so I'm gonna name something, and then you tell me what you think about it. Adults are arguing a lot right now about what you should be learning, what subjects you should be taught, what books you should be reading, but we never asked you, how do you feel about school? What are your favorite books? What books are you guys reading right now?
I love like racial justice books because I feel like I can relate to that a lot. Like The Hate U Give or like Blended.
How do you feel about people wanting to ban those books?
Not good, because like I feel like you need to, this is what, it's what's happening in the world right now.
Right.
Like racial injustice is happening right now, and these books are about racial injustice. So people need to learn about it if they want to do something about it.
Do you feel like your teachers are trying to indoctrinate you?
No.
Do you know what the word indoctrinate means?
No.
Brentley, let's talk about this. Thoughts on the president and the current administration?
I think it's good. Yeah, I like it.
I feel like he's a lot better than Trump, in my opinion.
Sure.
I feel like he's not the best president. We definitely had better presidents, but he's a big step up from Trump.
What about this era feels different from other presidential
He's definitely terms. Older than other presidents.
How old is too old to be president?
Too old to be president is an age where you're scared that you might not live to see the next day, because a country is depending on you to run them. Also, as long as you don't have any like mental health problems, like say you have dementia and you're sort of losing your memory a little bit, and people with dementia, they're perfectly good people, but they're probably not the best kind of person to run a country because they might not remember everything.
Yeah, you're eerily describing what Joseph R. Biden is going through right now.
But despite their scathing ageism, what surprised me is that the kids I talk to aren't steeped in the culture wars like the adults. They're too busy trying to figure out how to be kids.
This is something a lot of men in their 30s don't talk about. Feelings. How do you process things when you're sad or angry?
I kind of get mad at my parents. Whenever I get mad at them, I kind of don't like it. I don't only go to my room, but like, they'll come in and they always think they're right, so they're never gonna apologize.
They wanna be right when sometimes they're not right. Like, they just can't say sorry sometimes.
But if parents said sorry, then that means parents and children are equal. But you can't have that.
We can't.
Are the things adults tell you that you're like, no way, I don't believe that?
Sometimes, like, when they said something when I was younger, I thought they were lying. But
like what? What did they say that you're like, that's not true?
If you roll your eyes too much, it's gonna get stuck up there.
I used to cross my eyes. I would do it like as a joke.
Yeah, and then my
dad would be like, your eyes are gonna get stuck that way.
Exactly.
Wait, is that not true?
Wait, I thought that would actually happen.
Go ahead, what's up?
So, has any of your parents ever told you when you turn the car light on, like that it's illegal to like leave it on?
Yeah.
I found out it's not illegal.
How'd you find out?
I saw it on like YouTube, and I'm like, what the heck?
Let's talk about social media. Are we on social media? TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter?
I feel like Twitter is old.
I think it's like for old people.
Yeah, for old people.
Really?
It's turned into like, you know how like Facebook like died? Twitter is kind of like dying.
My dad is obsessed with Twitter.
Do you think Twitter's good for him?
Maybe a little less would be good, but I don't think it's getting out of hand.
Got it. Do you want to join Twitter based on the way your dad uses it?
Not really. I don't have much interest in social media.
Are your parents on the phone too much?
I feel like my dad always says I'm on the phone too much, but kind of every time I look at him, he's always on like Slack or something. I just want to tell him, get off your phone, Dad.
Get it off your chest. This is your chance to tell us off. Go to that camera and just tell him what's up.
Get off your phone, Dad. You need to maintain a better work-life balance.
You heard him, parents. Stop watching this on your phone and go hang out with your kids.
All right, stay tuned, because when we come back, the one and only Giannis Antetokounmpo will be joining me on The Daily Show, so don't go away.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is an NBA champion, defensive player of the year, and two-time league MVP. But you may know him as the Greek Freak. Please give it up for Giannis Antetokounmpo!
Look at that. What is this?
It's a cup.
Is this coffee?
There's a little bit of coffee or water, something like that.
How would you coffee, man?
How you doing, man?
I'm good.
Thanks for coming to New York.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I should be calling you head coach. You coached me in the...
Yeah, I'm the coach, yeah.
Yeah.
But you had like 0 points.
Yeah.
But your defense, your energy was great. Like, you were a great teammate.
That's what people tell me all the time, but that didn't really translate to online props. I got roasted bad. Look, I just think in the future, we got to divide it up. We got pro athletes over here and then civilians. Because we got DK Metcalf sledgehamming on people.
That's my guy.
I mean, he's great.
That's the MVP.
But I'm a 37-year-old Indian man, and we're playing with each other. Listen, man, how's the knee feeling? I got to ask you that.
Feels good. Feels great.
Okay. So you're going to recover? We good?
I feel no pain. I'm good, man. So you...
Yes. So look, we're here. We're here in New York because we're obviously here to talk about an amazing foundation that you have. And one of the things you are so proud to share with the world is how much you love your family.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this about Giannis, but I kind of find it annoying at times. You're always like, my name is Giannis, I love my family, I love my brothers. And then my family gets mad at me, and they're like, why don't you talk about us this way? And I'm like, he's hiding something. That's what a person with a secret does.
No, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be in this position that I'm sitting today without my family.
Yeah.
You know, without the sacrifices that... Without the sacrifice that my parents made every single day to provide for us, to put us in a position to have the opportunity to go out there and accomplish our dreams and goals in life, you know, I wouldn't be here without them. You know, obviously, it's been 6 years now, 2017, 6 years that my dad has passed away. And it's, you know, in honor of him, and as I've said in the past, and I've said a lot of times, like, he had no money. He was poor. He came from Nigeria to have a better life, and we were his legacy, you know. And I could feel like growing up, like he was the richest person in the neighborhood, because he always felt rich because he had us, you know. And so, you know, we decided as family to come together and, you know, build this foundation to basically just do what people did for us, you know, just pull our hand out there and give them an opportunity to be great in whatever they decide to do. And kind of help them be that step for them to go out there and accomplish their dreams the same way I did, you know. And
it's
my
a beautiful
did.
Thing, man. It's the Charles Antetokounmpo Family Foundation. And what's so cool about it is you're focusing on three different places: Milwaukee, Nigeria, and Greece, which is such an integral part of your identity. Mm-hmm. Now, as a child of immigrants, you're an immigrant. Is it weird being here in America and then being around people who don't love their family? You know what I mean? When people are like, my mom is toxic. Like, is that weird to you?
Yeah, you know.
You know what I mean? Like, when you see mom cell on your phone, you pick it up, right?
I have to.
That's what I'm saying.
I have no choice.
But people think we're crazy. I'm like, there's no way this is going four rings. Are you crazy?
You have to pick it up.
Yeah, that's what I, yes.
Like, you say you're 37?
I'm 37.
What was the last time your mom whooped your ass? Like 35?
Yeah, I mean. You know,
so it's,
well,
it's,
she
it's
emotionally whooped my ass this morning. She's like, oh, you're not going to call me before your first day at the Daily Show? I'm like, Mom, I'm busy. Yeah, no, she suplexes me emotionally all the time. But I got to take it.
Me too, but I'm going to pick up the phone, you know. But at the end of the day, like, as a, you know, in some, or not every relationship are the best, you know. But at the end of the day, you just got to make it work. But for me, it's easy with my brothers. We slept in the same bed, you know. Like, I had his feet on my face, you know. I had his, you know. So, yeah. So
a lot, no, you guys don't know that. Like, when you go back to the motherland, sometimes you got to do head to toe, toe to head.
Yeah.
You like, it's like reverse Lego logs. You're,
So we're very close. We try to protect one another as much as we can. We try to advise one another. And that's how my dad raised us. Not my dad, let's just say, and my mom also.
Right.
My mom and dad. You know, if one don't eat, nobody eats. If, like, he... Not me, because I'm the third one, but like Thanasis backstage, like he had the most pressure out of all of us, because like my dad was on him, like, protect your brothers, like look after your brothers, you know, make sure your brothers get to school, make sure your brothers did it. Like, we were raised to be together. Mm-hmm. So that's why our family has been this way. But you know, there's a lot of times that, you know, sometimes it gets crazy, but we just have patience.
You got five brothers, bro. That's nuts.
Yeah.
And I was roasting you the other day.
And my brother got in your face.
I know. Because I was telling, we were playing horse back and forth, and I can't beat him physically, obviously. But I was like, I gotta defeat him mentally. So we're playing horse, and in the middle of the game, you're shooting a free throw, and I'm like, what's it like being the middle child? That means you're the least loved by your mom. And I did my research. I'm like, you know who your mom loves the most? Alex. And you were like, clank. I'm like, let's go.
It's crazy. That's true.
It's crazy.
See, this is what people love about you, Giannis. You love your family. You have humility. I'm talking smack to your face, and you're like, it's cool. Then, I don't know if you've seen this about Giannis. There is the groundbreaking tweet you had in 2014, and you talk about your love of sweets. You love American sweets. Let's talk about the smoothie.
Oh, the smoothie.
You go, I just taste for the first time a smoothie. God bless America. All right?
I was so excited.
Dude, it's crazy. And since then, you may have not seen this, but like, I think it was a recent press conference. You're like, I didn't know you could dunk Oreos in milk. This is crazy. Like, so you're just enjoying all of these American sugary sweets. But I wanted to open up your world a little bit. And I wanted to introduce you to more sweets. Because there's nothing more American than diabetes and early onset obesity. So. You obviously talk about Skittles. Skittles is your candy of choice this year. I saw that on IG. Obviously, you love smoothies. We've talked about the dunking the Oreo situation. Have you had these? This is a fruit roll-up.
No. I have a game tomorrow, man. Come on.
Come on, let's go. We got to do it right here on TV. I need your take. Giannis, we've seen you play. We need the Giannis taste test.
Just buy it.
Let's have a bite. No, there's a rapper. Let's go, let's go. Here we go. Thoughts? Taste?
This is good.
Yeah? Sour?
Yeah, let me get the other one too, man.
Yeah, you want the other one? All right, here we go. Tickets are later, yeah. All right. Now look, growing up as a Muslim, I could not have these, but I brought them for you. This is a Hostess snowball. And I've always wanted to eat one of these, but they have pork gelatin in them. And so I brought them here for you so you could eat the devil's candy. Tell me what you think. I'm just gonna live vicariously through you.
No.
No? So I'm not missing out on anything? Okay.
No. Yeah.
You know what year they made that?
What year?
1981. These things can survive the zombie apocalypse.
This was good.
This was good?
I'll be honest with you. This was good.
Let me ask you a question. What's your cereal of choice?
Fruit Loops or the cinnamon toast.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch? Okay. Yeah. You know, as an NBA vet, that's kind of a rookie choice. Giannis, have you had Reese's Puffs?
No.
The time is now. I'm gonna un-DS this right now.
We need some milk, we need the bowl.
No, I just want straight up. Do you like Reese's Pieces? Do you like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
The chocolate ones?
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else would I be referring to? Oh.
Go for it. Let me see.
Go for it. Please. Just straight up, thoughts.
It's good.
Now imagine this with milk. Do you rank it up there with your top two?
Yes. This is really good. Okay. I like this.
Okay.
This is not bad.
All right. Keep it. You keep that. All right. That's all you, bro. I told you if you come to the show, I'll hook you up. You didn't think it was gonna be like this. Look, I gotta do something for the culture. I'm hosting the show. And I can't just be giving you these American products. I gotta blow your f-ing brain up. I didn't say that right. I gotta blow your mind. I didn't say that.
You gotta blow.
What if I had gotten nervous and be like, I gotta blow your back out? I was like, wait, no. I gotta blow your mind right now, Giannis. This right here. You know what I mean? This right here. It's a personal delicacy. on behalf of all of South Asia. This right here, Giannis, is what we call a gulab jamun.
A what?
Do you like donuts?
Yes.
Now imagine.
Who don't like donuts?
Everybody loves donuts. Now imagine if you took a donut hole and you were like, go harder in the paint. Let's take that donut hole and douse it in syrup. That, my friend, is a gulab jamun. Here you go.
You made this?
I didn't make this. This is from me. I'm not gonna lie. I can't lie to you. Here we go.
Let me see, man.
Yo, this is a historical moment.
Yeah, I like this. Your mom made it?
Yeah, keep going.
You can keep going.
Keep going, you can have both. You wanna have all three?
What, did you do something to it?
I didn't do anything to it. This is an MJ with the pizza and the last dance. This is actually from love. I want you to succeed. Let's go. Man. Is that probably the best tasting thing that you had out of all of them?
It's very rich. I like that.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Yeah. And if you've noticed, if you've seen Indian men in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, and they're kind of shaped like E.T., it's because of stuff like that. I got one last thing to talk to you about. Can we clear this real quick? Can you do this for me?
Yes.
We're going to clear this real quick. One of the things I love about you, man, and the reason why I wanted to bring you on the show to plug the foundation, is your humility. You know, you are obviously one of the biggest superstars in the world, but you're kind, you're empathetic, you're humble in a league where that's not incentivized. But I gotta be honest with you. You were in a press conference recently.
Yes.
And they asked you, you're a two-time MVP, and they asked you, who's the best player in the league? And this is what you said. Let's play the tape.
Do I believe I'm the best player in the world? No. The best player in the world is Steph Curry. Until the next player.
I hate that. I hate that. You got this immigrant dad green card visa energy. But you're a citizen, bro. You deserve to be here, all right? And this whole being nice to everybody else in the league, Giannis? They're going headhunting for you. You think those guys want to be nice to you?
I don't think so.
Nah. So you got to talk that talk right here, right now, in New York City. Now, I know talking trash isn't your strength. That's my strength.
So you do it for
so
me?
So I wrote you some trash talk right here to some of the top players in the league, and I want you to go to camera three right now. Talk that mother talk! Let's go. Let's go headhunting, Giannis.
Okay.
There we go.
Listen, Luca.
Yeah.
Even though you're running with Kyrie and you have him on your team, I'm coming for you guys. I can't say it.
No,
I can't say
it. Give the people what they want, Giannis. Let's do this. I'll do it. I'll be your shit talk translator. Okay. Let's do this. Get it on me. Let's go. Yeah. What's up, Luca? Even though you're running with Kyrie, the scouting report is out on you. You got sausage arms and cankles. My man. For a dude from Slovenia, you sure look like a dude from Alabama. And you're gonna get this work in the postseason. That's what you gotta say! All right, fine. He likes Luka, he respects his game. What about Jokic? We gotta talk about Joker. I wrote some stuff about Joker. Right here. Here you go. This is Giannis giving Jokic that trash talk.
Joker, how are you gonna make it through the finals where you look like you can barely make it through a Burger King drive-thru?
Let's go. This is what we want! This is America! Yes! Keep going.
Jokic, I love your game.
No, no! No, it's like this. Go back, prompter. Hey, Jokic, Joker, how are you going to make it through the finals when you look like you can barely make it through a Burger King drive-thru? You shouldn't be on the court. You should be checking IDs outside of a hookah bar. You got to say it like that. All right. Let's keep going. Let's keep giving these people this work. Kevin Durant, let's go.
You keep joining super teams to win the NBA title. How about we work out together sometime so I can teach you how to carry your own team?
Oh! You know what I'm saying? Like, I like that one. It was like a little simpler.
KD, where's the camera? KD, you're one of the best scorers to ever play this game. I respect your game. You know, you've led by example for 15 years. So you were my favorite player growing up.
I hate this. And entertain me.
I respect your game. I'm sorry.
No. All right, do the LeBron one, and we're going to get out of here. But make this one count.
LeBron, I love your game, man.
No.
Hey, you're,
what is this? You're
LeBron,
not part of it. No.
I love your game. You're the king for a reason. GOAT just broke the all-time scoring record. Keep doing what you're doing, man. He's a blueprint. You're a blueprint, man.
Oh, my God. All right, listen. Listen, man. Everybody we talked about in the NBA, please don't come kill me. Giannis, this is what we love most about you, man. In all seriousness, thank you so much for the work that you're doing in the league. You're setting such a great image for kids around the world. I'm so honored that I've gotten a chance to get to know you, and I can't wait to see all the amazing work you're going to do for the Charles Antetokounmpo Family Foundation. Brother, thank you so much. Giannis Antetokounmpo, everybody. Okay. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back after this.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
That's our show for tonight. But before we go, to learn more or support the Charles Antetokounmpo Foundation, please head to the link below.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.